The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday morning sitting here in Redwood City, California, and warm greetings to people in other time zones. And we'll start now with a meditation. As an introduction to the meditation, I want to say that sometimes it's possible to skip along the surface of life, and it's also possible to dive deeply into life. We could go by some building, maybe a museum or something, and look through the window for many, many years without going in. And then we go in, and it's a whole different thing to go in and to actually see what's in the museum. So in the same way, we could skip over, pass by much of our direct experience of life, busy with life, busy with everything we're thinking about and planning and trying to accomplish, that we don't really stop and enter in more deeply into our living experience. And part of meditation practice, mindfulness practice, is in fact to enter deeply, to no longer skip along the surface just with thinking about things or imagining or planning or remembering. All fine things to do, and there's a certain depth of life with those things, so I don't want to dismiss them. But there's a very different form of depth with that comes when we can put all those thoughts aside, concepts aside, and really delve deeply into the felt sense, the sensory experience of being alive. And really kind of, it's a different dimension that of depth that is kind of the specialty of Vipassana, to really be in the present moment, but not be on the surface of the present, not be content just with that, but be in the present moment so that you can feel and sense and experience things more deeply, more fully. So, to enter into a meditation posture, to place your body in a posture for your meditation, and maybe wiggle around, sway a little bit, and see if you can really kind of fine-tune your posture so it really feels like this is a posture to settle into, be present for. And to then come to stillness with the body. Gently close your eyes. And then enter into your body. Allow yourself to inhabit your body from the inside out. If you're thinking about the body in the control tower, looking at it, it's different than if we're inhabiting the body, having embodied awareness. And to then, within this body, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, to make a fuller contact with your body, fuller awareness, recognition. Here is a body. Here is my body. In this body I am. As you exhale, to release and relax and to settle in. If you take a deep breath in, as you exhale, the chest will release and fall back. Follow the falling back, the releasing, to go inside, to your torso, your body. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And just scan through your body to see where you can relax. Maybe on the exhale to soften your face, around the eyes, around the mouth, the jaws. To soften around the shoulders, letting the weight of the shoulders yield to the pull of gravity. And softening the belly, not holding on so tightly that the belly's always tight and held in. Relaxing so the belly can be soft and safe and comfortable. And then become aware of yourself breathing. Become aware of the body breathing. And as your body breathes, there are different kinds of sensations that you might experience. Sensations that represent different functions of your body as you're breathing. As you breathe in, there are sensations of expansion, especially in the chest, and belly, diaphragm, lungs. That sense of expansion can also be sensations of lifting, moving. And part of the function of the lifting and expansion is to create more space around the lungs so they can pull in the oxygen, the air. And you might feel the sensations of the air being pulled in through the nostrils. As you get to the top of the in-breath, the expansion can also be experienced as a stretching of the rib cage, of the skin, and the chest. A stretching that gets stronger the more you longer you inhale. It might be stretching in the chest, it might be stretching of the belly if the belly is soft and extended. The diaphragm is a muscle that keeps working. And muscles that keep working have warmth, get warm. might there be some warmth associated with some of the sensations as you breathe? As you exhale, there's a falling, a releasing. Air is pushed out of your nostrils, air which is now warmer than the cool air being pulled in. There's a releasing of the diaphragm that lets the diaphragm return to its default place. That has the function of then making less space in the chest and around the lungs. There might even be ever so slight, maybe not uncomfortable, but compression. Collapsing, coming together. And as you exhale towards the end of the exhale, you might feel sensations of support. The parts of your body that support your torso, that support your weight. Maybe a sense of solidity or hardness, firmness. Maybe even a sensations of strength. Settledness. As you inhale, top of the inhale, the stretching, the expansion, you can also feel how we're held together. Something holds the movement of stretching, of opening, expanding, from expanding forever. There's a holding ourselves in place, holding ourselves together here. That happens at the top of the inhale. And perhaps if you really let go and release with the exhale, relaxing fully with the end of the exhale, you'll feel some support, a foundation that in a sense holds you, supports the torso, the weight of the torso, and feeling that support. With both inhaling and exhale, there is movement. The movement is different for inhale than it is for exhaling. To feel that difference, to feel what happens in your body that's different in the movement of inhaling and the movements of exhaling. And part of the function of that movement is to help us not to hold our breathing, not to hold anything fixed or hard, the muscles to lock in, but the movement that is a massage. That keeps the muscles both working and softening, working and letting go of work, engaging and releasing. And finally, there may be sensations or a sense of feeling for space and spaciousness around the sensations of breathing. Some of it might be the sense of space or the sense of absence when sensations of the inhale disappear as you exhale. Sensations of exhaling disappear as you inhale. Kind of an absence, an emptiness, a spaciousness that holds it all, that's interspersed with all the sensations, the space in which they occur. And then we'll do the rest of the meditation in silence. Maybe as you do so, entrust yourself to this depth of breathing. Trust it. Relaxing the thinking mind. With the idea there's nothing you have to think about. But in terms of breathing, there's much that you can feel about. Feel around, sense, and go deeper and deeper into, in a way that supports the mind getting quieter and stiller, softer, soft, quiet, still awareness of the fullness and depth of this body breathing. If you find yourself thinking, switch your thinking about dropping into the body breathing. As if you're entering into the room, entering into the house, the home of your body, and looking around, silently feeling, and staying home, staying with your body, breathing. Feeling the texture of the body breathing. and feel the torso expand. Imagine that everything's opening inside of you. Your heart's opening, your chest is opening, expanding, making more room in your heart for everything. And that as you exhale, you're releasing your air into the world. You're releasing your care into the world. Opening to the world. And sending your care into the world. And rather than thinking that turning your attention now to the world around you, that there's a loss of depth, there's also a deep way of feeling into the world and the world of our communities that we're part of, directly or indirectly, and to trust the opening that happens as you breathe in, trust opening to the world. Trust caring for the world as you exhale. And to feel the freedom or the ease or the relaxation that might come with this, with opening and releasing, opening and giving. And so the deepening and the freeing and the calming that comes from meditation can also be found in our relationship to the worlds of others. And it's invaluable to realize the interconnectedness between our meditation and our relationship to the world, our relationship to ourselves and our relationship to the world. The two are interconnected and mutual and support each other. Some ways are the same kind of relationship of freedom, of ease, of calm, openness. And as we end this sitting, perhaps you can dedicate whatever benefit that's come from this sitting to helping support making this a better world for others. May in some way, may our practice, directly and indirectly, be for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. And may all beings everywhere be free.